Everybody, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast. My name's Eddie Greer III, aka EG3, aka Fast Eddie, for another episode of this podcast, sports, running, whatever important comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri, on this Friday, February 27th, 2026. Your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day, evening, or any time of the week to do so here. So this is officially going to get really, really wonky, crazy over the next two weeks here to show. And it doesn't help that we're on hiatus, or my podcasting platform was anyways. So I was going to post an episode on the NASCAR side of things last night, didn't do so, so I'm going to do that tonight, get that out of the way, and then, yes, obviously, this used to be a NASCAR podcast, so for those of you who don't know, or very first time listeners, when I entered into the podcasting platform, yes, which is, seems like a handful of years ago now, this used to be your usual, normal sports podcast. Then, I want to be different, like I am anyways, and do something passionate. So I changed my podcast to a NASCAR podcast, which again, I've had former NASCAR Cup current drivers on the show, and including a lot of the young rising stars of NASCAR on this show that are doing some big things right now. So that's proof of that. So you can go through the feed, check those out. And then of course I made a switch a couple years ago now back to kind of a sports deal and adding my adventures of running into it. So that's where, of course, all things EG3 show, we're back here. And this is just going to be a shorter episode because the race that I'll be participating in, if you have not been a follower of this show for the last three and a half months, you already know. And of course, today, as I'm sitting recording this right now, the last time you can apply for the New York City Full Marathon. Yours truly is participating in the half. And I'm sitting here right now. I'm still sitting here. Still doesn't feel real. Still, like, I feel like I'm still living in some kind of a dream. I am being straight up honest. Now, again, finalizing some things right now, currently. it's going to get figured out. It'll get figured out. I for whatever reason, I don't know, everything seems to work out. So I think it will. And yeah, we're going to go forward. We're going to go forward with this thing because yeah, this is once in a lifetime. Definitely. Hell for sure. For me. So like you would ask me that a long ass time ago, I would told you no. Straight up no. Our laughing face said, man, that talks for somebody else. Somebody else can have that spot. Or somebody else can do the world majors or something like that. But yeah, we're sitting here crazy enough that not next week, but the week after, we're going to be hitting the road towards the end of hitting the road. This is unbelievable. The New York City Half Marathon going down 2026 in a couple of weeks. So yeah, I'm just getting a little emotional just thinking about it as well. So, but yeah, it's crazy. Especially the roller coaster and what has been the last handful of months now. Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, I still got a little tinkering to do. But yeah, we're gonna move forward because obviously a ton of runners. Whether you're a daily runner, fast runner, middle pack runner, or an easygoing runner, or runner that wants to take selfies during a big time race, that people are just itching to be in this race. So, and the luck has been terrible. terrible, but yeah, somehow we got in. So on the second try I was just thinking, you know, I'll just throw in there, you know, I'll get rejected anyways. And here we are, folks, almost the end of February, still can't really process everything right now, all of that, but we still have unfinished business here. Obviously, I've been we're in, at the end of the, kind of this, well, this block, obviously. So tomorrow, I've switched things up. I don't know when it's going to come out. Maybe Sunday, probably. So when it, because the weather's supposed to change and whatnot. So this time, did it right. Doing my last double-digit run tomorrow instead of doing the cold for whatever reason. My work schedule is different. So has changed. So I'm working on Saturdays now. And I'm like, I've been catching no breaks when it comes to weather on Sunday. So, I mean, obviously the Northeast got hit with a lot of snow. So I'm thinking when we do, when that race weekend comes along up in New York City, it could be a little chilly. That is my guess there. So again, we'll talk about it when we do our final preview of NYC coming up. Yeah, everything is just moving really fast right now. too fast. It needs to slow down. Time needs to slow down a little bit, because Eddie's not ready, but fast Eddie will be ready. There's no question about that. That's a dumb question there. Fast Eddie will be ready. Eddie, the original person, he ain't ready. He ain't ready for this. But it's just crazy sitting here, you know, just getting this, like, really 2 weeks from now, we'll be road tripping. I think that was the plan. I changed the plan because of things that just happened. Yeah, we're going back. Bring it back, baby. Going old school, baby. Road tripping this thing, because obviously, you don't know when you get your chance again. So I've never been to that part of the USA, period. So obviously, I'll probably say West Virginia. I categorize that West Virginia. The last time I made that trip up there, that was a long time ago as well. While we were at K-State with a few buddies, broadcasting buddies of our mine, going to broadcast the K-State West Virginia game, which that was an epic trip itself. We embarrassed West Virginia, and that, I know, that was a long time ago. With Colin Klein at QB, now the head coach at Kansas State University on the football side, the new coach over there, as well, looking to get K-State back to winning ways there. We embarrassed West Virginia. West Virginia, everybody thought West Virginia was all that, and at that time, they were undefeated. I still remember that. That trip was baller. This trip is going to be, gotta make memories, man. Gotta make the most of it, but anyways, yeah, I know. Yes, Tokyo on the dock this weekend. I know only a couple people got in there and doing that. So Tokyo's on the map this weekend, obviously. So the focus is shifting there, and that's actually opens up the World Majors of 2026. This weekend, so there's that. That's that for y'all on top of that. But I did want to come on here and while we're on hiatus, the Fields dropped, the Elite Fields anyways, for the 2026 New York half there as well. This is unbelievable. Obviously here, so let me see. And I think, actually, speaking of the lottery for the full, the winner, all the people who are going to be participating, is going to be announced next week prior to me going up there. So the following week. So yeah, so it's going to be a little something, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so obviously, those don't know, the United, hold on, let me say it right. The United Airlines New York City half 2026 goes down next month in a really less than 2 weeks, something like that. It feels like it's getting shorter and shorter. March 15th, that's a Sunday. They're in this Elite Field. Four defending champions. Now, I don't have the full entire list, but there are some names I do want to mention on here for a little bit. Four defending champions in this race. 30 Olympians and Paralympians. 19 national record holders. And you have 11 gold global medalists in here. Jesus, man, this is like going to World Major itself. And oh, by the way, yes, I'm a gold star runner via Chicago. I'm driven because I ran so poorly at Chicago. So maybe hopefully get some get back too. But this is not the marathon. No, this is not the full. This is the half. I was talking to a few people early this week, Percheron, about it. So it's that, no, as of right now, the lottery is still open for the full. So you want to put your name in it. By the time this podcast comes out, the lottery will be closed. So there's that. Let me see. I'm going to go through here and just list off some of these names. Let me see here. Names. Open division. Actually, we're going to start. Yeah, so looks like here, yeah, I'm going to be part of this 29,000 field of half marathoners. And then they got a kids division, like 15 plus. This number's already set because... Yeah, this number's already set. That's crazy enough there as well. Let me see. Oh, let me see if I can do this real quick. Going up here. Now I gotta go back up here. Yeah, so okay, so the four defending champions of that I mentioned. Abel Kipchumba, Sharon Lokey Keddie of Kenya in this. I'm probably butchering the names. Apologize. Geert Schipper from Netherlands and Manuela Shear of Switzerland. So that's those are the guys and ladies that won that won this race last year. And we should know this name, Grant Fisher. Let me see here. Yeah, so Grant Fisher's in this field. Roy Linkletter from Canada's in this field. Also, U.S. guys like Ryan Ford, Alex Mayer, Galen Rupp, yep, that's a familiar name. Galen Rupp, who I think was in Chicago last fall. Zuhair Tabai and Joe Keckler. And it's in Loketti is the defending champ on the women's side there as well. So you have that. Helen Obrey in this field. You got Agnes Nechich. Yeah, I see. There you go. And then, of course, you get into these familiar names, right? Of Julia Paternain, also Lindsay Flanagan's in this field. Annie Frisbee, yep. Annie Frisbee is Minnesota native. See, yep, from Tom and Grandma's, yep. That yours truly has done half and the full of that. So got that. And also Dakota Poffin in that field. In this field as well, Natasha Rogers and Emily Sisson. That Emily Sisson's a big name. You all should know is in this field as well. So, yeah, that's just crazy. I think that you're running this race with some Olympians, some gold medalists in here. That's crazy. And I think, let me see. I don't have last year's time even pulled up. I'm not touching that. Hold on. Let me see if that comes up here. It does not. But that just, yeah, I don't have the full field up here, but that's just, I'm just reading off of the New York City press release here. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure you can find that somewhere. But yeah, so I just wanted to come on here for a little bit to discuss that, because that did come out while we're on hiatus. So I'm excited. Well, I'm not going to see him, but yeah, we'll see how all that shakes out there, and the weather, I'm not too concerned about the weather at this point. I'm concerned at this point, but yeah, so man, that's crazy, sitting here about to hit the road in a couple weeks up there to New York. That's going to be something. It's going to be legendary. It's going to be something. So yeah, man. So that's kind of a lowdown. I'm kind of doing this kind of like the Pearl Project podcast, All Things K-State Sports, my other podcast that's a daily podcast that focuses on, I just talked about it, K-State Sports, or a little bit of it anyways, there as well. So yeah, I just want to give you a little now. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can find, if you have not already, check out the full elite fields there. It feels like just listing off some of those as you're getting ready now. I think Frisbee is mainly a half marathoner, a stellar half marathoner. But yeah, so I know those names. Dakota Poffin, who made the U.S. team a couple years ago. Yeah, so she's gonna be there as well. So yeah. It's crazy sitting here, you know, I wanted this to be the first race of the year. How rare to open up with a big race, big race like this. This might be the only time we do that stuff because things are changing. Because I'm already kind of thinking ahead already. I know, I always say this on the show, EG3 Podcast, Eddie Greer here, talking New York here, yes sir, on this show. And y'all going to get, obviously, going to get that for a little while. Because yours truly will open up the 2026 year, running year, season in New York City. It still has not, it's still, even until right now, when I, and this is my first lottery win. Not that I've applied for too many of these things anyways. So because things are changing kind of outside of this. And I'm not going to say anything, right? I know I have a lot of friends listening to the show. I'm not going to say anything right now. I don't want to put any extra tension on myself, you know, announcing, oh, you're big on this podcast and not following through. So I'm going to keep that to myself because it's, anyways, it's gonna be big. Let's just say that. And yeah, so there's things that are changing the horizon. For sure. As I'm sitting here thinking about it right now. So given the facts and everything, kind of making some adjustments, you know, outside of podcasts and outside of work, as trying to kind of make some other things a priority right now. So yeah, man, so we're gonna go and I feel like, again, I'll probably end up saying this again in the preview, on the final preview show. I feel like I'm going up there playing with house money. Seriously. Like, hey, man, I ain't supposed to be here, baby. We'll cut it loose a little bit up there. So, yeah, never been up there ever. Not my wildest dreams. Not even close to my wildest dreams that I'll have an opportunity to do something in the state of New York. That's wild. Just think about it as of right now. So, but we still have a little bit of unfinished business left to attend to. And then, yeah, man, we're going to hit this ground running pretty soon. But, yeah, that's just kind of, yeah, I'm pretty sure you can find the full field somewhere posted up there as well. But this right here is a stack. Already just saying that. Just saying this, just a little summer right there. 4 defending champions, 30 Olympians, a handful of global medalists there that I know the Winter Olympics just got done, but that's kind of the way it is right now. And outside of kind of looking past the half a little bit, things will change a little bit. Yeah, baby. Yeah. So I'm more excited for that, right? Cause I have to miss the, what is it? What events has I done in March? What the mile in Lawrence? Yep, the Ad Astra mile in Lawrence. I have to miss that. which is unfortunate, but yeah, I'd rather do that instead of that marathon. But hey, we put too much work in this now. We put too much into this. We made too much work in this now. Sacrificed a lot, and to say we're gonna pass by. I can't do that now. I definitely can't. I sure as hell can't do that right now. A lot of people want, a ton of people want to be in the position that we're in right now. So we're going to go through it because you only live once, right? So you only live once, right? So you got to do what you got to do. And we'll see what happens. And like I said, I'm not putting a hook. I know I've got that question asked already early this week. About what time you're shooting for. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to put all that energy on myself right now. So I think I'm just going to go up there, you know. I'm not saying wing or anything like that. But, yeah, you know, going to get up there and hopefully, you know, I think mainly go up there and make a statement. For sure. EG3 Podcast. Get it. Wherever you get your podcast, we are Freedom Bebel Weekly. And we're going to get a little busy on this podcast because I still got to post up the reaction to Atlanta. I was supposed to do that on Tuesday night. Didn't do that. Was going to do that definitely for sure in between work and going to the Northland group run out at Rock, Kansas City, the one close to where I'm at in North Kansas City. But the technology said, oh, you ain't going to post that today. So we'll get that posted tonight. And that'll be up, the reaction to Tyler Reddick doubling up, winning the first two races of the NASCAR Cup Series season. That's going to come out. This will come out Sunday night. Yeah, so when this comes out, the lottery of the New York City full marathon, the other world major, the gate will be closed on that. So there's that. And then probably another one on Monday. So yeah, this podcast is gonna get busy. And I think the final preview, let me see here. Yeah, the final preview of New York City. I'll do kind of a final preview of that next week, and that'll come up on Monday, and that'll be the last time talk that until after everything unfolds there as well. But yeah, man, so much to go still here, and you want to make sure you subscribe to this podcast, the EG3 podcast. You find it underneath the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, or the 3-Wide podcast, there, wherever you get your podcast. You should be able to find it anywhere for that matter, because there you go on that. And then, of course, make sure you tell a fellow friend, somebody, sports fan, about this podcast. I almost said K-State. Hey, you're a K-State fan. Hey, subscribe to my other podcast as well, which is Daily Show, the Pro Watch Podcast, all things K-State sports. Ladies and gentlemen, we have crossed the finish line on another edition here on the EG3 Podcast. Man, it is getting close, and in my opinion, time has flown by. This came out way too quick here, but definitely if you're training for any other races, particularly, I know Boston, Tokyo's this weekend, the first world major to drop, Rock the Parkway's around the corner in April, a lot of people are getting ready, gearing up for that now, Boston, yeah, you ain't training for any of those races or any others outside of that, happy, safe training, continue to do what y'all been doing. I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing here as we get in set here for potentially a big time race. It's going to be something, man, but still got unfinished business there, but that's just a look here on this episode on some of the big major players for the elite field of the 2026 United Airlines, 2026 United Airlines New York City half. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you for listening to another edition of the EG3 Podcast. We'll be talking to y'all here plenty more in the upcoming weeks here as we're counting down, or counting myself down, to the big trip. We see you on the next edition of this podcast.